This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The way that the left... It has become such a joke to watch the left go after Trump. I got to tell you, I'm going to get to this, but there is a leftist who's blaming Trump for Biden's Afghanistan departure. Let me just give you this real quick. Former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani agreed on a Sunday talk show that Trump's administration's deal with the Taliban that intended to lead to the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country was a disaster. He didn't implement it. How will we know? He appeared on CNN's Fareed Zakaria GPS, and Ghani said to Zakaria that he was critical of the Afghan government being excluded from initial talks. And so now he says the debacle that is what Biden created is Donald Trump's fault. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. Look, yeah, here's my thing. If you want to blame Trump for something, you know, make it legit. It's kind of like when they were asking, we asked this very simple question. Do you think Vladimir Putin would have invaded Ukraine had Trump been, you know, with Trump were president when he did it under Biden? And the leftists are like, well, they're polling.
Well, we believe 60% of the people said that Vladimir Putin would have gone into Ukraine regardless, blah, 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 blah.
And I go, well, it's an interesting poll given that Trump was president and Russia didn't go into Ukraine. Now, see, that's what we call proof. But what they do,
well, you can't say that he didn't do it on his second. He wouldn't have done it on his second term. You're exactly right. I couldn't say it if it were not for the fact
that when Trump were president, Russia dare not do that. So all the thing, China doing what it's doing with Taiwan, I don't know what's going to happen. But here's what I can tell you. They didn't do it under Trump. That part we can say.
Well, hey, Kevin, you don't know that inflation wouldn't have gone up under Trump. You don't know whether he was going to keep the jobs and keep the economy the way it was. He was going to run into the same problems as Joe Biden.
No. See, because, I say again, we have a track record. But we get so easily swayed.
Well, I mean, you're right. I can't say for certain.
Oh, yeah, I can. See, because I have this period where Donald Trump inherited a crappy economy under Barack Obama, and he said what he was going to do, and he was told,
hey, wait, what's it going to do? Wait, we're at the magic wand?
And he waved his magic wand, and he saved Carrier, and he, when Obama said, the new, get used to the new norm of GDPs, being under 2% and not bringing manufacturing back, and Trump said, what new norms? No problem. I'll get the GDP well over 2, and I'll bring back manufacturing jobs, not just Carrier. And he did it. See, that's what you call, you ready? Y'all ready for this? This is mind-blowing, especially for these leftists. That's what you call a trend line. Donald Trump says it, Donald Trump does it. Donald Trump says it, Donald Trump does it. He said, I will bring, let Jerusalem be the capital of Israel. Did he do it? Yes. And then he moved our capital, our embassy from Tel Aviv to, anybody want to guess? Yes, Jerusalem. Ding, ding, ding. You get a credit for that. He taunted Kim Jong-un, saying, you're a puppet dictator, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody, his foreign policy sucks. He's too bombastic.
The outcome? Success. Bringing down, renegotiating NAFTA, terrible deal. He gets with Mexico, Japan, Korea, Canada, and he's redoing all these trade deals to make it fair for Americans. And I could go on. Everything they say, he can't do it. Well, he does it. He can't do that. Well, he did it. He can't do that. Well, he didn't.
And he does it, and you're going, and everybody's looking at him like, well, he's so bombastic. I don't like the way he tweets. People are crazy. The people who are saying this are absolutely out of their freaking minds. And so now, along with accusing him of colluding with the Russians, accusing him of whatever he did, the impeachable offenses that supposedly he did in Ukraine, accusing him of everything under the sun except cavorting with Chinese spies. That might have been just too over the top. They decide to impeach him, lie about him, effectively implement a coup, you know, and bring on this woo-flu nonsense, and they get rid of him. At least they thought they did. And here, there are people out there. Oh, that Donald Trump. They're blaming Donald Trump for Biden's exit from Afghanistan. And there are people cheering it. They've raided Donald Trump's former attorney. They've arrested his friends. They've now raided his home. And people still don't get it. Shame on you if you're one of those. Raided by the FBI in a ruse. Raided because Democrats fear us. You and me. And they know that we support a guy who's got our best interests in mind. Even when sometimes we don't like his style. Sometimes we don't even like his decisions. But we say we're not giving up. They know we support the man who has best represented the American people since Abraham Lincoln. And we're in the midst of a similar civil war like that that Lincoln presided over. Again, we're fighting for freedom while they fight for slavery for everybody. We are on the side of freedom. I can never get over this idea, this concept, of how hard we fight against our brothers and our sisters on the left. They are our mortal enemy. And it really pains me to say that. Because I know we don't want to do anything harmful to them. But those people want us dead or destroyed. And they will settle for nothing less. That's why our wins are so important. That's why when Donald Trump wins a special election or whatever, it's important. Because it's not just Democrat. When I talk about leftists, be clear. This is not Democrat or Republican. Got a great show for you today. We already talked about Cheney. Maybe we'll cover a little bit more. There are some other things in the news I think might be of interest.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Make leftists live their lives. We just talked about this with pronouns. Why do we give in to these nutty ideas? Make them live their lives. Lies. If you want to do, give them your pronouns. Make up a whole new set of pronouns and hold them to it. Every time they refer to you, say, I prefer that you not use my name. You use my pronouns, handsome and gorgeous. Those are my pronouns. And drive it home. Show the stupidity of it, the nuttiness of it. Write about it. Use it in such a way that it just is so over the top, they finally go, okay, fine. Let's just go back to using our name. Let's just go back to humanity. Oh, we couldn't get them to do it. Oh, no, you got us to do it. Let's go all overboard. If they say smash and grabs are okay, you know what, conservatives? Go smash and grab. I know. Kevin, I can't steal anything. I don't want to do it. I just can't. I get it. I understand it.
But I'm saying, if you don't do it, what do you think's going to happen? Kevin, I don't know. I just can't see myself on welfare. I paid into it, but I never want to be on welfare. Well, then let a leftist get your welfare. Because they're going to get it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Go to that website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and you will find beautiful things, big, beautiful stuff in Mexico. Didn't even have to pay for it. I paid for it. I built it with my blood, my sweat, my tears. Many people on my team, but you know what we did? We built something beautiful, and I hope you go check it out. Right now, you're listening to the radio show. I know many of you get people to listen to this show periodically. I don't know, you know, I'm waiting for it to reflect in the numbers, but I know there are lots of people out there listening to the show. And I'm telling you, I think Google is like somebody is, you know, amassing my little fortune and they're not giving me the stats. I truly believe this. It's one thing to suppress it. It's a whole other to not credit us for it. This is what these people do. They don't want us to be successful because can you imagine my voice getting out there to millions of people who say, man, I like this guy that says, be who you are and don't give a crap. That's the happiest you're going to be. Now, I'm not telling you to be a jerk. I'm telling you, be accountable to yourself, whatever makes you feel good. And if you're living a Christian, a Judeo-Christian conservative life, the likelihood is people are going to like you. They're not going to like everything about you. Stop trying for that. You ain't worth liking everything about. As good as I am, I'm not worth liking everything about. And I love me, but sometimes I don't. And it's okay. You love yourself, but there are times you don't. That's the way God made you. Because that time you don't is when you learn, when you're correcting, when you're fixing, you're pairing. That's when you don't. And so you start working on, you say, but Democrats and leftists, they love themselves despite, they don't go, oh, I did something wrong. I went and stole from a store. They look at it as man's shoe. That's what people, they're letting people do. That you don't learn anything when you don't see it as something wrong. That's why they don't learn anything. The stuff that they do, if you're waiting for an apology, keep waiting, blue boy. You're not going to get it. Anyway, welcome folks again. I am Kevin Jackson. My pronouns are kiss and my butt, and they should always be used together. Democrats and leftists are wrong on everything, and I'm tired of people saying to me, they mean well, unless you're actually describing their meanness. When you say that, understand that leftists are not trying to improve anything. They don't mean well. Thus, they mean not well, they mean excellent, meaning they are excellent at being mean. Now, if you're telling me that, I'll go for it. Make them live their lies. That's what your role is in life. Remind them, you picked Joe Biden. We didn't want him. We know you cheated. You're happy you cheated. You happy now? Make them live their lies. By the way, you're going to be happy with Kamala Harris? She's about to become your president. You happy with that? Did you support her? Would you have been for her? No. They gave you Biden and they gave you Harris and you accepted it. You leftist scumbags. Make them live their lies. Here's Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, and he's been asked a question about these illegals that are being shipped up from Texas and Florida. What are we going to do? We're humanitarian New Yorkers. I know, that's funny. What are we going to do to get these people assimilated? And here's part one of what he has to say.
There you are. You are hitting on those topics of why we're reaching out to the federal government and stating this is a real burden on New Yorkers as we're trying to do the right thing. We already, as I stated, we already have an overburdened shelter system. So now we're talking about, as you stated, food, clothing, school. This is going to impact our schools because we do not turn away individuals because they're undocumented, translation services. There's just a whole host of things that this is going to produce, and that's why we need help in getting this done, and we need the right coordination to make it happen.
Understand, folks, Eric Adams in New York is getting a small piece of what Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California deal with on a daily basis. Arizona, let me tell you,
That Yuma corridor that they talk about, it is flooded with illegals. And what are the things he says? He says, we have overburdened shelter system. It impacts our schools. We don't turn individuals away who are undocumented, and that adds translation services. He didn't even get into hospitalization, welfare, potential for disease, none of that. They talk about, we're trying to feed all these people. Yeah, it's a real burden, and you're only getting a piece of it. You're not getting the 52,000 that pour across the borders on the border states. You're getting a few hundred, a few thousand, not consistently either. Here's the second part of his clip that, again, I find even more astounding.
Yeah, I don't know, calling for help from the federal and those states. I don't know why they believe that's blame. Quoting in the facts and what we are dealing with. So, what we're saying, our system is always already overburdened. Fact. These states are sending people to New York without any communication or coordination. Fact. We're not receiving any dollars in addition to this new responsibility that we're going to have. Facts. So I'm just not clear what legal aid believe we are doing that is blaming anyone. We're saying we're going to do our job as New Yorkers, but we do need help to deal with this new wave of those who are in need of shelter.
It's not just about being in need of shelter. It's in need of being assimilated into a system that's going to cost you a fortune. And these border states have been dealing with it for some time, and they're waking these other people up. This is the best thing that Florida and Texas could have done. They're saying, you don't want to recognize this problem? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make you have to deal with it. And you're only going to deal with a little bit of it, and watch how you squeak. And what did Eric Adams do of New York? He did exactly what they predicted.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official said he'd toss a coin to decide on a potential interest rate hike next month.
Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Atlanta Fed President Rafael Bostic says he's unsure how much the central bank would raise rates. Specifically, he was talking about either a half point or three quarters of a point increase. Investigators say the McKinney fire in California was potentially sparked by a 60-foot-tall ponderosa pine leaning on power lines, the largest fire in the state, burning over 60,000 acres and killing four people, is still under investigation. A federal judge is getting ready to decide if the affidavit used to execute the search warrant at former President Trump's home in Florida will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. USA Radio News. Students, activists, and advocates are gathering in Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. to celebrate President Biden's decision to forgive some federal student loans. The president of the National Education Association, Rebecca Pringle, says the federal student loan forgiveness was desperately needed.
For decades, we have struggled with a student loan crisis that holds back our community, our economy, and crushes the dreams of millions of Americans.
People who make less than $125,000 a year are eligible to receive up to $10,000 in federal student loans forgiven. Tennis star Novak Djokovic says he won't compete in this year's U.S. Open. This comes as Djokovic remains unvaccinated against COVID-19 and can't travel to the United States as a result. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want a list of leftist atrocities? I'm not talking about Fast and Furious, gun running into Mexico. I'm not talking about letting veterans die on waiting lists. I'm not talking about Barack Obama weaponizing the IRS against Americans and Joe Biden hiring 87,000 more of them to do the same. I'm not talking about Barack Obama targeting the Department of Justice against journalists, threatening to put them in jail if they didn't fall by the narrative that he was talking about. I'm not talking about any of those things. I'm not talking about election cheating by Barack Obama, which he did, the DOJ being a attack dog against Donald Trump and the lying that they did on that. I'm not talking about their orchestration to get Obamacare passed. The first time in the history of this republic that a citizen has to buy something that the government says you have to have, even though you might not get sick ever. I could go on. I'm not talking about any of those things. But that's a good start, huh? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Working on multiple projects. Working on all kinds of things. I'm trying to make sure that you guys are informed. But more than informed, I want you to be thinking about things in a little different way. And I don't want you to forget stuff. I don't want you to forget it. I want you to remember all the corruption that these people are doing and this war that we are fighting against our brothers and sisters. Too ignorant to even know that we are fighting sometimes against ourselves. I'm talking about conservatism. Conservatism doesn't spare us any. We don't give any quarter. Just because you tell me a conservative doesn't mean, oh, you get to steal. Or you get to cheat somebody out of something? I couldn't care less. I want what's right for the country, even if it penalizes me. But let me give you a list of leftist atrocities. Maybe they're not as big as some of the things I talked about. And there are many more that happened in the Obama administration. Benghazi? Four people died on his watch. On 9/11, when everybody should have been made aware, and according to my friends that were over there, at least one of them, he said they gave us no support. Based on the movie, they called and asked for air support. Just fly an F-16 over. That will be enough. They didn't do it, and people died. And luckily for them, there were four brave soldiers, two of whom died, two Navy SEALs who died, who protected over 50 other people who would have been hostages, tools. People sacrificing every day to protect this country, a country that is being run by people who will sell us out for a second. They will sell us for a few shekels. atrocities, the atrocity of racism, that this Barack Obama, I haven't even gotten to the list I want to talk about. But, and by the way, these are much bigger atrocities, but we forget about them. The divisive nature of Barack Obama and his family, what they did. And now they're supposed to be rock stars, right? Oh, by the way, there was a meme that came out that said, we have to take from those that have too much or something along those lines, where Michelle Obama, and they show a picture of the Obama's home in Martha Vineyard, $29 million, this house. I bet he didn't even fund it. I bet other people bought it for him. Are you ready? Let's move on. Paul Pelosi gets caught driving drunk, DUI, owns vineyards, has redirected water from farmers who need it, people who can feed America so he can water his vineyards. Nobody's really talking about that anymore, but he gets a DUI, and what's he plead? Not guilty. I wonder what his rationale is. You don't know what my intent was when I was drinking. What about Nancy Pelosi, his wife? She doesn't want to answer questions, but she's an inside trader. And she's also a traitor, but that's a whole different deal. But she inside trades. That's how she's made her money. She celebrates the Inflation Reduction Act, which is penalizing poor people as she goes out and prints money, making trades right suspiciously as different deals are getting cut, and has the nerve to tell you Donald Trump needs to be watched. He needs to divest of all his stuff. And don't you dare do it, because if you think we'll go after Trump, let me go. Kevin Jackson, if you inside a trade, I will cut you off at the knees. But she can do it. And what's the outcome for either one of them? Paul Pelosi's DUI, Nancy Pelosi's insider trading, Nancy Pelosi's brokering to get poor people put even deeper into debt, can't pay their bills, etc. You know what their penalty is? Absolutely nothing. Speaking of insider trading, Hillary Clinton, do you remember this? Put $1,000 in the commodity market, made it into $100,000, and they asked her how she did it. She said, well, I'm a fast learner. It's like that dude on My Cousin Vinny where he says, do your beans cook any faster? I'm a fast cook. Did I hear you say you're a fast cook? does your stove defy the laws of physics? Because to believe that Hillary Clinton could take $1,000 and make it into $100,000 in a matter of a few weeks is ridiculous. This isn't limitless. We're not watching what's-his-face take a pill and suddenly be able to analyze the stock market and all the trends and make $2 million out of no money. No, it doesn't happen. Somebody did it for her. These are the leftist atrocities. These are the crimes that these people commit and you'd go to jail for. Do we really need to get into Hillary's server and the fact that we know with 100% certainty she was the person who made up the story about Russian collusion that cost us $38 million? Has she been forced to pay it back? Have we done one of these victim compensation or what they call it, where the victim gets their money back because a criminal committed the crime on them? Have we talked about this? Victim reimbursement, recompensation, reparations? I don't call it whatever you want. I want my money back. You remember Barack Obama's amazing land deal in Chicago where somebody loaned him the money to get a house on a low interest loan and they undervalued the property. Then he buys a property right next to it in a sweetheart deal. He becomes an instant multimillionaire on a piece of property that he never could have afforded. You know why they gave it to him? Because he was being groomed to be senator and to be the president of the United States. I think he was a senator at the time. He'd already gotten past that hurdle. And I don't know if you know his history, but Obama got past that hurdle because when he ran for Congress, the woman that he beat, he actually helped her get signatures. And when it was time for him to run against her, when he said, by the way, a lot of her signatures are fraudulent. How did he know? He was the one who got the signatures. So she gets booted out of office on ethics or something, and he steps in and becomes a junior congressman from Illinois. And then, as if that weren't bad enough, he then goes after Ryan, by getting their divorce records, Jerry Ryan, who's an actress in Hollywood, he gets their divorce records unsealed, pretends that they're a bunch of swingers, and, you know, that he's an abusive man, gets him kicked out and becomes a junior senator from Illinois. You think Barack Obama could do all this by himself, Mr. Smartest Man Ever, but won't show you his grades? Mr. My Daddy Was a Goat Herder Who Went to Harvard? And his real daddy was Frank Marshall Davis? So, just saying, we got a lot of atrocities here, folks. You want some more? Well, how about this? How about we move away from money and we just go into national security? Because the Democrats say Trump is the biggest existential threat to mankind. They say global climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind. And they got 50 things that are the biggest existential threat to mankind, including white conservative men. But who is the biggest existential threat to mankind, in my opinion? Leftist. Feinstein, senator from California. She had a Chinese spy chauffeur. Swalwell, isn't that his name? Swalwell had a Chinese spy girlfriend. Swalwell should have known, even though this girl isn't exactly the cutest thing on the block, Swalwell should have easily known this girl had no interest in him. The dude is hideous. He's ugly. He's got a Chinese spy girlfriend. You know how many visas we have in China right now? We have over 200,000 visas we give to China. Do you realize that the majority of those visas are Chinese spies? They're sanctioned by the government. You don't come to this country unless you are doing the bidding of the Chinese. You're not here because it's great academics and I want to understand American culture and all that. You're here to be a spy for the communist. The CCP? But we're not done. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you remember her? Used to be head of the DNC. Looks like some like a schnauzer. She had a Muslim IT staff. All Muslim IT staff. What about Anthony Weiner, Mr. Underage Sexy? Not one, multiple girls. Bill Clinton. Epstein. Weinstein. You think Weinstein's the only one? I think you get the picture. I hope you do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Can we just do this? I want to play a few sound bites, things that are just ridiculous. And I want to begin with Mike Pence because, as I said, they want us to believe Donald Trump's going to have a challenger. So I played a clip, Liz Cheney, saying, I don't know what I'm going to run as when I'm the next election, but I think I can. I may want to win, you know, whatever. Played that clip. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about Mike Pence, another guy who's got 2 chances, slim and none.
First, your reaction to Mike Pence, does he kind of risk falling into that, in a very predictable media narrative about criticizing the FBI or everyone who works at the FBI beyond reproach here? What's going on?
What is Mike Pence doing in New Hampshire? I mean, if Mike Pence doesn't have a summer house in New Hampshire, then he's delusional. I mean, Mike Pence is a very nice guy, or seems like a nice guy, but he spent 4 years getting bossed around by Donald Trump like a concubine. He was bossed around by his donors when he was governor of Indiana. He's not in a position to lead anything. I think he probably has useful years left in him, and I think he has probably something to add, perhaps. Probably his grandchildren, too. But the idea that he's going to run for president is, like, delusional, and it's clearly only benefiting his consultants. And he should fire anyone who's telling him to go to New Hampshire and run for president and give dumb speeches about the FBI when he has no idea what he's talking about. So, yeah, it's super embarrassing. I don't want to beat up on Mike Pence, but, I mean, you know, get some if you're that detached from reality, you need to take a break and you know, think deeply about yourself.
Sadly, folks, there are people that detach from reality. I'm not one of them, and neither are you if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I appreciate you doing that. I want to play – I mentioned that 74% of Americans say the economy is going in the wrong direction. Well, this is Yamichi Alcindor, a leftist, and I want you to just see the level of crazy that leftists had, because this is suddenly not about what Biden's done. This is about what Donald Trump's done. So you think that Mike Pence is delusional in thinking that he's got a shot as president. He's as delusional as Liz Cheney being a viable candidate, who is as delusional as people believing that Michael Avenatti ever was going to be a good candidate. And I could go on, but that's the delusion under which leftists live. Anyway, here's Yamichi Alcindor talking about this whole the economic angst that Americans are going through right now.
74% of Americans say the country is going in the wrong direction. Nearly 60% of voters say America's best years are behind it. Nearly 60%. It means, why are people so unhappy these days?
Jose, it's a great question, and I've been out on the campaign trail. I'm in Alabama just today doing some stories about sort of redistricting and the political atmosphere in this state. But what you see really is, on the Democratic side, people that are very, very worried about the direction of this country. They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected. So a lot of Democrats on the Democratic side, they're very worried about abortion also, and abortion rights. And then on the Republican side, I can tell you that I'm also hearing from people that, especially some that are unfortunately believing conspiracy theories and lies about the election of 2020, they're worried that the country is going in the wrong direction because they're seeing too many people say that the election was free and fair, which of course it was. You're also hearing a lot of anxiety based on my reporting about inflation and about gas prices, because you have a lot of Republicans running around the state, who are around the country also, that are really saying this is going to be an economic situation that we're not going to recover from, and that President Biden is leading the country off of a cliff here. So on both sides, in both political parties, you're seeing a lot of anxiety. Add to that, Jose, that we're still living in the middle of a pandemic. More than 1 million Americans have died. And I think while we are always doing stories about all of the different political implications and political developments, I think a lot of people simply are feeling very scared about their personal lives and scared about the future and sort of their ability to survive and thrive in this country.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. There's a lot to unpack there. Guy starts out saying 74% of Americans say the country is going in the wrong direction. 60% of voters say the best years are behind us. The first thing I would do is say, compare those numbers to what it was under Trump. I don't have them. But what if I were going to be doing this interview with a lefty, if I was on CNN and we were going to do point counterpoint, I'd have them. And I'd say, well, you know, here's what's interesting. Under President Trump, 27% of people said the country was going in the wrong direction, and less than 18% of voters said that the best years are behind us. So that shows a pretty good state of optimism as opposed to Joe Biden. Your comments? And what she said is, great question. In Alabama, I'm doing redistricting. See, Democrats don't want to solve problems. They want to try to redistrict their ways into office. Then she goes on to say what has to be one of the most asinine things I've heard in a while. You didn't miss it. I know you didn't. On the Democrat side, she says they're worried about Trump coming back into power. Well, she wasn't technically lying.
She was telling the truth. Because you know what Democrats are afraid of? Donald Trump will come back into power. He will undo everything Biden did. And for a third time, he will rebuild an economy and prove that you, if you leave me alone and you get these people off my back, I will make this country great again. I will MAGA and I will America first, and you'll see it again. And not only that, all these indices that you're looking at where, you know, it's doom and gloom will go away, and we will start hearing the birds chirp and the streams run and people frolicking around again, maskless and vaccineless, you know, whatever. You get what I'm saying? She goes on to say they're worried about another Republican stealing the election because election deniers are being elected. That scares scares the crap out of them. Because you know why? They know they cheated. They know that if we get back in, they will not be able to cheat. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you yet again, beyondthemules.com is our site. Go there, donate, get this movie made. This movie we will make, it'll be ready to go in the first month, if worst case, of January of 2023, and we are already starting to get people working on it. People have quit their jobs in certain states because of the effort of this movie and the book that's associated with it. Anyway, she goes on, this lady, Yamichi Alcindor, and she says they're concerned about abortion rights. Remember the leak? By the way, have we found the leaker, FBI? While you were raiding Trump's compound, did you think you could track down this infamous leaker for the Supreme Court? How many possibilities is it of who the leaker is? We got nothing, right? They leaked abortion rights. It came to be, and it wasn't the silver bullet that the Democrats needed to flip everybody. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because women are quite as fascinated with abortion as they think, in as much as Latinos, particularly Mexican of American heritage, are not as fascinated with the border. Holy mother of Maya, what's her name? Maya Rodriguez or Gonzalez in Texas? Holy mother of that Mexican woman, to make people understand that the Mexican people are not one-trick ponies. They love this country. But see, Yamichi Alcindor, she touches on it. Here's what she says. She says the anxiety on inflation and gas prices, that's another factor that has people concerned. And here's what she says. Republicans are saying we can't recover from it. She's blaming us. So Joe Biden comes in, inflation goes through the roof, gas prices go through the roof. And instead of saying, you know, he's going to get it in control, whatever, she's saying there are people running around saying, recognizing it. Even, I mean, how dare they recognize that there's inflation? Now, you say, Kevin, what are you talking about? Remember when they told us there is no inflation? What are you talking about? Then they went, okay, we have inflation, but it's only temporary. Then they go, we have inflation, it's not temporary, but it's really only impacting the high wealth people. Then they went, no, we have inflation, it's not temporary, and it is impacting more than these high wealth people. And they also made the comment, but it's actually good for us. It's good for the economy. It's rising, it's making wages rise and things like this. Then when they said, well, wait a minute, it's surpassing the wages and it's actually impacting low income people, then they gave us another excuse. She goes on and says, what's funny is when she got off of abortion rights and she talked about this other stuff, she came back to conspiracy theories of free and fair elections. Then she pivoted to living in the middle of a pandemic. I told you, they got excuses for everything. They've gotten trillions of dollars. They should have been able to fix this, but they can't. Then she says, people are scared about their personal lives and their ability to survive and thrive in this country. Who's to blame for that? Because last time I checked, they weren't nearly as concerned about those things under Donald Trump. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.